Now here he's describing this locust plague and beginning to make application of it to the day of the Lord. And he says, like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, like a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. That is, to be scorched, be burned. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march every one on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Now, we have seen that the writer of the Proverbs says that the locusts, that they go forth in bands, but they have no king. They have no leader. They don't need one. Each one knows his place, apparently. And they came in bands, and we believe that when he described four different groups of locusts here, that he's describing actually the movement of a great army. And it's an army here of locusts. Now, in the last days, there'll come up against that land another enemy. It'll be like a locust plague. Now, you have that, and that gives preparation for what John later on is going to write in the book of Revelation. Now, he's going to tell us about a locust plague that will take place on this earth during the time of the blowing of the fifth trumpet. And it's actually the first woe. My feeling is that you're right now in the midst of the great tribulation period with all of its attendant horror, actually. Now, I'm reading from Revelation 9, beginning with verse 1. Will you listen? And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing. Now, this is an unusual locust. That's all the locusts that attacked. They didn't attack human beings. They attack everything that was green. And they could absolutely denude that which was luxurious and rank green, jungle green. And they could move right through it, destroy everything. And here, these locusts are not going to hurt anything green. Neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months. And we're told that it'll be such a terrible period that men will seek death, not find it. In other words, they'll not be able to commit suicide. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. They had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and so on. And I want to tell you, that's an unusual type of locust, my friend. Now, that will take place during the Great Tribulation. Now, you can see Joel way back here at the beginning of the writing prophets. Joel prepares the ground for John to come along and give us the detailed description of them. So that's my reason for saying that I think it's tragic today for somebody to get converted, and, well, I don't mean to be converted, but when they get converted, that they start a Bible class. There's so many like that today. They start a Bible class, and lo and behold, they either start teaching the Gospel of John, or they start teaching the book of Revelation. Now, in my judgment, that's not where you should begin with believers. I believe Matthew is the key book to the Bible. And until you understand Matthew, I don't think you will quite get the message of John. And I know you'll miss the message of the book of Revelation. And for that reason, we can see now Joel, this little prophet that's been so ignored, it's essential to understand the book of Revelation to know what Joel says here. Now, do I sound dogmatic when I say that? Well, I hope I do, because I want you to know I am dogmatic about this type of thing. And if I can't be dogmatic, I'm not going to say it. Because my feeling is that the Word of God needs to be taught with authority. If it's the Word of God, which I believe with all my heart it is, it's pretty important. And it's lots more dogmatic than some of the things that I hear today coming from government, coming from politicians, come from scientists, and come from the interviews on TV today. The Word of God is lots more authoritative. Therefore, I want to be dogmatic about this because I believe it with all my heart. Now, will you notice? We have this description here of them back now in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 7. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march everyone on his way. You see, already Joel's beginning to move from a local plague on into the future of that which is coming and which he's already labeled twice the day of the Lord. Now, we're going to see that he's talking about the day of the Lord. He says, verse 9, they shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. Well, that wasn't the way the locusts did in that. They were looking for something green. And now we're in Joel. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. Now, this just happens to be more than a local locust plague, or else Joel is exaggerating. And the prophets don't exaggerate, my friend. This is the picture that John gives us that's to take place in the great tribulation period. Now, verse 11, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he's strong who executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Now, here we are back again, and this is the third time that he's mentioned the day of the Lord. That fits in again with what the Lord Jesus said, that except those days were shortened, no flesh would survive. And again, who can abide it? Well, John in Revelation gives the answer. He said at the beginning of this period that God shut down everything, all the forces of nature, no wind blowing anything. God says, if there's anybody going to make it through that are my people, they'll have to be sealed. And he sealed 144,000 of the nation Israel, but a great company of Gentiles that are going to be able to go through this period. And this is a good question, therefore, that Joel has asked, who can abide it? What? The day of the Lord. And he's made clear that the day of the Lord begins in darkness, like the Hebrew day. But sundown, but weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. That's the way God does it.